While introducing them to industry experts and you, their indie savvy audience. Yes.
So today on our show, you will actually hear from actor, producer, personality, Mr. Rockman Johnson, indie R&B songstress Courtney Jackson, producer, screenwriter, and videographer Ithiel Yisrael. All listeners, please call in to 347-989-8385, or you can go to www.welcometotheindustrywithoutthei.info to ask any questions and leave any comments, because right now you're in the industry.
Yes, they are, Nicole. That's right. And we are so excited to bring you our first guest today, who really doesn't need an introduction. He can introduce himself because hosting is what he does on so many levels. He was the host of Nickelodeon's show Splat. He currently is a news anchor and host on Bounce TV in Tallahassee, Florida, and a full-time actor and now film producer. So let's give Mr. Rockman Johnson a warm industry welcome. Hey, Rockman.
Thank you, Nicole. Akia, thanks so much for inviting me to be a part of industry. I feel like this is a long time coming, so I'm just really happy that we were able to make it and get together.
Well, we are so excited to have you. Yes, yes. Yes, so Rockman, we're just going to delve right into all the glory of you, okay? Just right in the glory of you.
I know my glory, but it's certainly a lot of fun, I tell you that.
Yes. What inspired you to go from an indie actor to now an indie producer?
Well, one of the things I think that inspiration inspires me is life itself. Life is so important that, you know, seeing how people are living. As an actor, one of the things I strive to do is to tell the story. I think it's important to be able to consistently tell the story in a comprehensive, intelligent, thought-provoking way. And you know, it's funny. I hear people say, "Hey, I can't be like you. Everybody can't be like you," and they use those kind of things. And I'm saying, everybody can't do that. And I'm like, everybody can. And that's how I got into producing. Mm-hmm. I just kind of made a mantra and told myself and decided I want to produce. And I got out there. And in fact, it was good to see that Israel's coming on. I did a project with him years ago as an actor. But he's going to be co-producing a project with me coming up. I just said I wanted to do it, and I read about it and talked about it and manifested it and did mantras and all those things, and we're here now. So that's a really, really fun – it's a fun time, and that's what it's about, having fun.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just saying, wow.
Well, so Rockman, Akia mentioned some of the roles that you've actually done in the past, and I guess a couple current ones. Are there any other roles you want to talk about? Because we're actually really trying to pique the interest of the indie talent that's out there listening right now, like listening to someone who is actually out there doing the work and who presses forward every single day to live out their dreams and do exactly what they want to do. Can you talk to us anything more about the other things that you're actually into?
I can. Right now, I'm always going to be an actor. I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild, Actors Equity Association, and SAG is now SAG-AFTRA, so it's one together. It's not two different unions, but I'm a member of all the professional actors unions that have done some really great productions across the country. And I'm still an actor, and I love acting. It's a passion of mine because it's a way to tell the story. But right now, I've been graced with an amazing opportunity. I am currently hosting a program, Bounce News, for the Bounce TV network. And what's so significant about that is former ambassador and former mayor of Atlanta, Andrew Young, got together with Martin Luther King III, Rob Packer, and Will Hardy, and they came to, and who are the CEOs of Rainforest Films, and they came together with an idea to have a network that is what's become Bounce TV, which is the only urban lifestyle broadcast network in the country. And of course,
wow,
you know, you've got BET, you've got Centric and TV One. You have those urban networks, but they're cable based. This is a network that you don't have to pay to get. And the wonderful thing is, because of deregulation and now the digital signal allowing more networks to go on, this is the only urban lifestyle network that covers 86% of the African American households across the United States. And you don't want to just give them, and when I say them, that means us, because the moniker is TV Our Way. You don't want to just put anything out there for people to get. And that's what's so beautiful about Bounce News. And so I've kind of taken a tiny break from acting. I'm still an actor. I got a couple projects in the works. But this is an opportunity for me to use what I got my degrees in, a couple degrees, to be a journalist and to tell the story. And like you guys are doing with the industry, is to inspire those people who may not be doing whatever it is to know about what's going on across the country and to get out and do even more than they're doing now.
Wow, so you and Nicole actually got a lot in common, because she also has her degree and her master's in celebrity PR, public relations. So, you know, if you don't have a public relations, I'm just, you know, putting the plug right now. So
you call.
And, you know, that's primarily what it's all about. It's about us in this indie industry. I did a production years ago with Melba Moore. And Ms. Moore told me, she said, "Rockland, you're very talented." And I said, "Well, hey, I keep getting these roles of the thug and the gangster and the typical black roles." And I said, "You know, yes, I am black. I'm African-American. I don't run away from that. I'm happy to be me. But I am not a black actor. Now, when I bring whatever I bring to the roles, you know it's going to be you're going to see it through the lens of the fact that I am African-American and I'm very proud of my heritage. But there is so much more to that." And so she said, "That means you have to create your own." And that little nugget, years ago when she told me, she actually told me this, I was doing a project and I was with her on the campus of Edward Waters in Jacksonville. She says, "Rock, you got to create your own." And I went out, and years later, I'm starting to produce films. So, yeah, it takes us networking with each other. Nicole, you saying, "Hey, you and Rockman can work together. Akia, you and yourself, and all of us coming together and supporting each other, because that's how we really make an impact in this community."
That's positive. That's positive. You said a mouthful. We didn't even know, and we went fam, and as well, and no Willpower and those guys. So that's very exciting news about Bounce. We're definitely going to have to get them on the show as experts. And we know that you travel back and forth from Florida to New York and LA a lot. So should other indie talent be willing to travel to seek out jobs everywhere as well?
Well, you know, the Bible said, and I'm not going to get biblical. It is, you know, Easter Sunday, but I always remember they said a prophet is accepted, is not accepted in his homeland. It's always accepted away. And sometimes that's some great advice. You have to go out to learn things. I love Jacksonville. I tell everyone I was born and raised in Jacksonville. I received my first degrees from Edward Waters College in Jacksonville. I can say I started on the radio, TV, all that in Jacksonville. Love Jacksonville. But what has created the me that I am today, and obviously there's still growth that's happening, but it's getting out. It's going to London, going to New York, going to L.A., going to D.C., and interacting with other people so you can take little tidbits of all that stuff and bring it back. And so I think that's what's important. So I have to say wholeheartedly, yes. I just told one of the young ladies who is working on my show, who she's doing something technical on the show, but her dream, her goal is to be a host. And if that's what she wants to do, there's a wonderful hosting academy in L.A., Marky Costello, who is a hosting agent who's been my agent, and I've taken her workshops and classes, and she's worked with Lisa Ray and Patrick Devins and just a whole slew of hosting talent. But I gave this young lady Marky's information, and I said, instead of just running off on your break to Miami or just running off to New York to hang out, why don't you make it a workcation instead of a vacation and go do something different? And she just came back to tell me a couple days ago that she signed up to take Marky's class. So she's going out to L.A. to take Marky's class to be a better host so that she can do what it is, what her passion is. And that's what it's about. Akia, I know we can't say this too loud. And Nicole, I'm sure that if it gets out that, you know, I will deny that I ever said it, even though it's just you and me and a couple
even
million
it's recorded,
of our closest friends. I know, right? You, me, and a couple of million of our closest friends. But the thing is, you have to find that thing that you would do for free.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's this acting thing for me and news, because I'm very passionate about the news and informing our community, whether it's that, I would do this for no money at all. And because of that, that's what makes me wealthy. So I advise that young lady, who's a lot younger than me, find that thing that you are so passionate about and reject money. Don't do it. Don't go out doing it because I'm going to get paid this amount of money. Do it because you love it. And
yes,
if you do, the residual benefit will be there.
Wow, that's pretty deep. No, thanks for sharing that, because seriously, I mean, it really is a great, great thing. We had a screenwriter on our first show, and she was basically talking about, like, you know, people have been trying to discourage her over the years because they're just like, you're just taking all these English classes, you know, when she was working on these degrees and double masters and all that kind of stuff. You're just doing a lot of reading and you're just doing, you know, taking a lot of English classes. You know, you're going to be a forever student. She's like, no, I got a goal. I'm working towards something. And she's like, now, Nicole, it feels so great. I'm so blessed. I feel so rich to wake up to something that I want to do every single day. And then on top of that, it affords me my nice house, my nice car, to feed myself, you know. It really, 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 you know, it feels a whole lot better when you do what you like and you get paid and you have the ability to.
Yes, yes. And I love it. I mean, every day that I work, all of the things that I do, I am just excited every morning that I get up to say, what's next? You know, I mean, I'm really excited to say what's next and then be able to do that. And so I tell everyone, find that thing, but also find the thing that you don't think you can do. One of the things I learned a great lesson years ago, do a common thing in an uncommon way. And I try to do that. Just like Akia and Nicole, there are actors come a dime a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
News anchors come a dime a dozen. I can go on with all of the wonderful things I've been in, been able to do in my career. I've been a marketing executive. There are people with marketing degrees who have probably way more degrees than I have done. I had a multi-million dollar budget, but people who probably spent more millions than I have in marketing. But that piece of advice, do a common thing in an uncommon way, changed me, because you're right. I learned this lesson from Nicole, you might not know him, but he was a teacher friend of both Akia and I at Wayne's High School, Franklin Smith.
Yeah.
And Mr. Smith would always say, he said, you're different. Even before 2 Chainz, he said, you're different. And he said, take that thing that everybody else does in the way that they do it and do it yourself. And so I tell people that, yeah, there's people who can do what I do, but there's no one who can do it like I can. And the same thing with industry. The industry right now is a wonderful show, and there are great millions of talk shows and radio shows, but there's no one that is the unique expression of the universe doing it this way right now, and that's what makes you unique. So I celebrate you as well.
Thank you.
Rockman, that's so sweet.
Yes,
yeah, we want to get back to your film, definitely. We want to talk about the one that you actually produced and, like, I guess kind of have you discuss the ways that you're working to promote the film.
Well, that project, when I tell you that project is so exciting, it's a passion. Both the director, the writer are both, I'm the novice in this thing. They've been to Sundance, they've been to Tribeca Film Festival, just wonderful, wonderful talents. James Peoples is the guy who wrote it and came up with this idea to do this thing. James graduated from Middle Tennessee State University, and we're just in post-production now. We're finishing it up, and I can't wait for you guys to have James on as well. I'm going to make sure you guys are connected. But this particular film, first of all, I'm going to give you the premise, and I won't give it away, but what happens when you have to choose between death and death, or love and love? And I know you say, what? Well, that's confusing. Well, it's when you find that person that you're in love with and you see them and you feel them and you're there. You know, what happens when it can't go? You just can't move to the next level. And so that's what this film talks about. There's a young lady. She finds a man. She falls in love with him. And he falls in love with her, but it's unrequited love. And they really can't move forward. So what happens? What do you do when you find your soulmate but you can't be together? So that's what the film talks about. It's a new, not new, but a different genre. It's a romantic tragedy as opposed to the usual romantic comedy. We raised the funds. Obviously, all of us put in a little bit of money ourselves, but we also went to a Kickstarter and did a Kickstarter thing and put that out there. So we got... you know, people coming in, giving money. So that was what was cool about it. And right now we're finishing production. Once we do finish production, we're finishing up post and editing and all that. We should have it ready for film festival submissions by the summer. And then we're going to be traveling around the country, touring it at festivals. And originally I was looking to play the lead role in it, but I got so wrapped up in being a producer and raising the money and doing that kind of thing. We got another actor to do it who is totally phenomenal. So
awesome. Awesome. Well, we do have a caller in from 850 area code, so let's see what they have to say. Hello, caller.
Hi, my name's Kenise, and I'm an artist trying to get out there, you know, an aspiring artist. I was just wondering, do you have any advice for people that would like to get out there? And I'm a singer, so...
What kind of music do you, and I'm not really one to like pigeonhole in genre, but what kind of music do you sing to me?
The genre is mostly pop, but it has a heavy rock influence. I love rock music, and I like to combine pop and rock together. Sometimes I do, but it's mostly pop.
Well, the wonderful thing is that social media is so wonderful. That, you know, you can really get out there and do whatever it is you want to do. So my thing is I would really put your, you know, get a demo. That's the main thing. Now, people get out here and say, oh, I want to be a singer, and they don't have anything ready to go. You know, what if someone puts you on the spot and say, hey, I need your demo right now. I want to sing. I want you to sing for me or do this event. And it doesn't happen. You end up in a bad situation. So make sure you have all the tools. A guy, Kevin Hooks, told me that years ago. If you're going to go to the party, you need to make sure you have an invitation. So then when you get there, you can get in the door. And your invitation to the party is going to be your promo shots, your music, which is your demo, and you need to put yourself out there with iTunes and all the music sites. You can really put your music out there and sell your music yourself. No longer, and, you know, there are going to be some times when people look at YouTube and say, hey, I want this artist or some of that, but gone are the days when you get a huge record deal. $100 million record deal Janet Jackson got from Virgin? Usually, yes. You need to have come to the table with saying, I have already sold. When Rick Ross and all these other guys came in, they had already sold thousands of units of product. So record companies were already scrambling for them. So my thing is, use those social media opportunities through Twitter, through Facebook, and through performing. Every performance that you don't have to get paid for it. Put yourself out there and network. Network and network, network. That's what I can say more than anything. And make sure your music is out there. Talk to people. Ask them to buy your stuff. That's the best way to do it. But also, like they said earlier, you got to make trips. You got to go out to L.A. You got to go to New York because that's where the industry is based. So you got to make a few appearances in key places so that people will begin to see you, recognize you, and notice you.
Awesome. Well, Rodney, you gave some wonderful advice, and I hope he was able to answer your question about your indie talent and their singing. And, Rockman, if they want to know any other questions or ask you anything or find out about your projects, where can they find out about those?
No problem. First of all, I got to promote our network. It's bouncenews.tv. That's all one word, bounce, B-O-U-N-C-E, news.tv, and you'll find all of the details there on the web. Or you can check the Facebook page, which is Bounce TV Tallahassee, all one word, and that's our Facebook page. You can go by, like the page. It tells you all the stuff that's going on, and we're doing some wonderful, wonderful things nationally with Bounce News. But for me, you can always check me, rockmanjohnson.com. I've had that website up for now, going on almost 10 years now. When the web came out, I grabbed my domain. So I try to keep rockmanjohnson.com updated with all that stuff, where I'm going to be, what stuff I'm working on. And I am a power tweeter. I try to tweet a lot, so you can follow me on Twitter, at Rahman J, and that's at R-A-H-M-A-N-J. And, of course, you can look me up on the Facebook fan page, too.
Well, awesome. Well, Rockman, we have another guest that's in the chat room. We want to say hi to Miriam Stevens. Hello, Miriam Stevens.
Hey, Miriam.
Yes, and Rockman, we thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We look forward to many more projects from you, and we'll be looking for you on TV, the internet, the big screen real soon. We will return after this short break and with another caller. And our next guest, Rockman, we love you, and we wish you the best, sir.
Bye, Rockman.
Love you more. Be blessed. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Take care. Love you. Okay, bye-bye.
New Year's Eve 2012, what was your resolution? Health, fitness, weight loss? How'd you do? Why are over 5,000 people a day joining the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge? No gluten, no lactose, diabetic-friendly, 100% guaranteed, because we know we can come through for you. We 100% guarantee you. That would be money-back guarantee that the 90-day challenge will be right for you. Go to 123shakes.com, 123shakes.com. Start your own challenge, and let's win this year, 2013. What's your resolution?
Cake Cafe Atlanta, where desserts are created and you taste love. Looking to fill your sweet tooth? Do you have a special event or occasion you're planning? Give Cake Cafe Atlanta a call. Located at 368 Candler Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30317. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 7 p.m. You can get the best in pies, cakes, cobblers, coffee, brownies, specialty popcorn, and more. Visit their website at www.cakecafeatlanta.com or give them a call at 404-284-0106. That's 404-284-0106. Call Cake Cafe Atlanta today.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions. Let us create your future.
This week's SRN Business of the Week is Body by Demond. Are you ready for a lifestyle change? If you're having trouble slimming down, toning up, or just can't seem to lose that last 10 to 15 pounds, call Body by Demond. That's 904-386-1664 to schedule a free consultation and complimentary workout session. Demond is an experienced, certified personal trainer and nutritionist. He can work you out at home or at the gym. Visit his website today at www.bodybydemond.com. That's D-E-M-O-N-D. Also available private sessions, boot camps, small group training, meal plans, and massage therapy.
We are back to the industry. You are listening to the industry with Akia and Nicole. Listeners, please call in to 347-989-8385 or go to www.welcometotheindustry.info. That's industry without the I, to ask questions and leave comments. Actually, we have a caller in now. Helen, how are you doing, caller?
This is Frederick Wilson. How you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Wilson?
I'm doing well. It is a small world. I just listening and saw the advertisement on Facebook, and I happen to be a friend of Rockman. I just wanted to give a shout out and tell you that guy is on fire. And I've known him for a number of years, and we met. I don't know if he's still on, but we met on the set of a movie, and I just seen him take off from there, and he's an inspiration. So he says some wonderful things. So you guys, you callers out there, listeners out there, take heed to what he said, and just like he said about you guys, I'm sure I've heard you once or twice. I'm listening to you more and more now. You guys are unique, and as A. Rockman said, you got to do something different. So I just wanted to give some kudos and tell you guys are having a great show, and you guys are having some great, great guests.
Thank you so much. Aren't you on the SRN network as well? We got to give you a shout
that
out.
I am. No, that I
Let's
am.
Do
I have
politics.
Let's Talk Politics. Yep, that's on a Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. And so we talk about the political aspect of things. Don't try to convince anybody to be a Democrat, Republican, or anything else. I just provide information, and you make your decisions. So, yeah, we do
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Appreciate
but
that plug
part of our SRN. You said tomorrow at from 7 to 8, right?
Every Monday from 7 to 8. And we have guests
awesome.
On from places. Like tomorrow we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court issue, Supreme Court decision. They're taking up affirmative action. So I have a professor on there. Her name is Angelina Wade, and she's a professor of African American Studies at MTSU, and she's going to talk about the history of affirmative action, and we're going to see if it's time to do away with affirmative action. Is it time for black people to stand up on their own feet without any kind of, I should say not just black people, but minorities and women, to stand up without
awesome.
Any kind of special privileges. So it's going to be some good stuff.
Awesome. So SRN and industry listeners, please support our brother, Mr. Fred Wilson, tomorrow on his Let's Talk Politics. Call the same number that we just gave you in, and you will be able to chat with him. We thank you for dropping by and saying hey to us.
I thank you, too. And one other thing, too, you're going to have Brother Sale on. I've actually worked with him as well, so he's another great guy. I worked with him, his other brothers, his father, on some things. So it's like, it's a small world. I saw like, oh, I got to call in.
That's right.
You guys,
thank you.
You guys
thank you so
point.
Much. Well, just keep listening with us. So when we do a sale, patch back in. And if you have any questions for him, please ask him. And we're going to get on to our next guest, Ms. Courtney Jackson. So thank you so much for dropping by and showing us some love, Fred. Thank you. Now you're listening all to the industry with Akia and Nicole. We now have a very talented singer, writer, producer of music who believes in keeping it real with her lyrics and sound. The industry welcomes Ms. Courtney Keep It Real Jackson. Hey, Ms.
Hello.
Courtney.
What an introduction. Thank you so much. I am so happy to be on the show.
Well, thank you for dropping by and hanging out with us for a few minutes, Ms. Courtney. It's really a pleasure to actually talk with you. Like, the listeners out there have no clue and idea as to who you are and what you're doing, but they're about to find out today.
So
go ahead, let's jump in right now and just kind of talk to everybody and tell them exactly how you started in the music business.
Oh, goodness, let's see. It started back in 19. I was actually signed to a fellow by the name of J Dub, and he was a producer for Diddy. He was one of his original hitmen, and I was signed to his production company in Atlanta. And the ball just, has been rolling ever since. I was writing, I was producing a little bit, not as much as I am today, but definitely writing, definitely singing. That's how I got in it. Dub and I actually went to high school together, so it was a great reconnecting. So that's how I started.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. J-Dub, huh? J-Dub.
J-Dub.
So what other famous singers have you danced for in the past? Because we know you're a dancer as well, and that's how I met you, dancing somewhere. I won't say where, but dancing somewhere.
Oh, we had a fabulous time, didn't we?
Yes. So what other famous singers have you danced for in the past, and what made you transition to that singing?
Okay, so I have been dancing and singing since I was three, four years old. So I actually auditioned for Aretha Franklin, and I began touring with her probably about 7 years ago, and I did that for about 5 years, and I think that's been the biggest name. She is the Queen of Soul, right?
Yes.
So that is the most prestigious, I would say. I mean, I love Aretha Franklin. I enjoy touring with her. So that was the biggest name I've danced for. But I've been dancing since I was a kid, and I've traveled performing. But the Queen of Soul, that was my highest, my best time, and you know, dancing.
Awesome.
Courtney, having seen both sides of the music industry, what do you find most challenging as an independent artist? Because that's what we're trying to reach and to help kind of foster their craft and get out there. We're talking to the independent artists right now, so just kind of tell us, basically, having seen both sides of the industry, what do you find most challenging?
Goodness, I think the most challenging is staying true to yourself and your purpose. A lot of artists get sucked into this facade or this lifestyle that we see, and you kind of lose who you are. And I think that would be a challenge for young women coming up nowadays, because the industry can be so, you know, shady. You know, we hear the stories. We see the story. So I think that is a challenge for most independent artists, because they're really struggling to get put on, and sometimes they lose who they are. So I would say that is a challenge. Another thing is getting the recognition. I mean, there's so many issues that can come along with trying to get put on. So I would say staying true to who you are and your God-given purpose. You know, hold on to your sense of self, your morals, your values, self-respect, dignity. You know, no matter what, just stay true to who you are and what God has placed you here for.
Awesome, awesome. So we heard that you are working on your, or have worked on your first album. What's the name of your first album, and did you produce it alone?
Okay, so this is actually the second CD that I've completed.
Oh, awesome.
And
oh,
I'm excited about it. I'm so excited about it, because this time it is different, because I did the production. I did the songwriting. I did the arranging. Everything that went into the creating of this CD, I did it, and I'm so proud. I'm so proud of myself. The first CD was released in 2006, and you can find that music on CD Baby. But this CD, which is near and dear to my heart, is called Rise, and there are 11 tracks on it, and I'm just excited about it, really excited about it.
Now, we recently saw your video, Queen, for your song Queen, that's on that album, on that
yes.
Rise album.
Yes.
And we saw the girls walking down the streets with the crowns and the sashes and all that kind of stuff. We kind of want to get into the mind of Courtney Jackson to find out exactly what inspired you to write the song, and to also find out exactly why you went in that direction with the video.
Yes, that video means so much to me. A conversation that we were having, it was me and my god sister and one of my god sister's cousins. And we were actually on the campus of Howard during this previous homecoming. And we were talking about life. And, you know, being an African-American woman in the world today, you know, sometimes we face certain challenges that a lot of women of other cultures don't face. So that is what actually inspired this song. And I'm a teacher as well. So my students, my young ladies, also inspired that song. So I definitely wanted to incorporate them into the video and into the message that I wanted to convey.
Awesome.
Inspiration.
Well, what about your song that we're about to feature, Grown? Now, the lyrics represent self-respect, but in a flirtatious way. Do you find that this more of your own personality?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, you can get a lot. What is my mother saying? I messed up this quote. You know, you can get a lot if you ask nicely or if you're sweet and honey. What is that quote? I am so cheesy right now. I can't think of the quote. But, yeah, it's sassy and it's sweet, and that's definitely my personality. And that song is so real, you know, because when you are going out and you really want to have fun and you don't mind meeting people and mingling and whatnot, but it's just a level of respect that I demand for myself. And I think if you listen to the lyrics of that song, you will see exactly what I am talking about.
Wow, Miss Courtney, thank you so very much for joining us today. I mean, I think you're really, really beautiful, very, very positive.
You
are giving back to your community in all kind of ways, and you're really uplifting, sister. So we really have to give our hats off to you right now because this is a phenomenal project. We'd actually like to talk to you real quick before we run about where they can actually go and listen to more. Can you tell us where they can go get more?
I sure can. The website is www.lovecjmusic.com. You can purchase a copy of Rise off of the website. You can listen to snippets. You can watch videos. You can read a little bit about me. It's a cool little website. You can get all the information you need. You can find out when I am performing next. So please visit the website and support Music with a Message.
Wow, well, great, Courtney. Thank you so very much. We're going to go ahead and jump into Grown right now. You're now in the industry.
Yeah.
It's classy, not trashy. Get off me, boy, you're too messy. It's classy, not trashy. Pack it up, get off me, you nasty. Get the control on your head.
Oh. program. Talking crazy, cramp my style. Move on. Move on. This one for the grown and sexy. Go press the step in on my Christy. All eyes on me, I need security. Long popping, nope, you wanna kiss me. Me. Ladies, let them know what's up. Fellas, drop it down low, then bring it up. Hey, ladies, come in through. It's your whole crew. I'ma show you how I do. Back it up, boo, easy, back it up.
A small, inexpensive plumbing problem can quickly become a large, costly issue if not addressed now. Allow Jayco Plumbing to provide you with expert service.
On time, every time.
Give Jayco Plumbing a call at 404-702-8896 for your free estimate. Call 404-702-8896 today.
Mommy, you're always working on a project.
Well, baby, Mommy's job is to help people conquer their vision.
What do you mean?
My consulting firm is called Visionaire Consulting Solutions, and we consult businesses to make whatever branding, marketing, and event vision come to life.
Wow. Can you help me plan my birthday party?
I sure can. Are you ready to conquer your vision? Visit www.conqueryourvision.com or call 904-469-7511. That's 904-469-7511 today.
We are back to the industry. Listeners, please call in to 347-989-8385 or go to www.welcometotheindustrywithoutthei.info to ask any questions, leave comments, and call in. This next guest is about to take the indie film industry by storm. He is not only a film producer and screenwriter, but a videographer and photographer as well. His education from Full Sail in the film and his experience in the film industry has set his course on a great path. The industry welcomes Mr. Ethel Yisrael to the industry. Hello, Ethel.
Good evening, darling. Hey. What's going on? Hello, Ethel. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
Thank you for having me.
So, Mr. Ethel, you ready? Because, you know, you started out doing plays in high school and such and all that good stuff. So what inspired you to be a filmmaker?
That's a good question. Several things, but most, I guess, importantly was I fell in love with film through photography lenses. I would take my father's old camera or a camera from somewhere and just, you know, walk around looking through it, and everything I saw through that lens looked like a movie to me. So, you know, if my cousins happened to be standing around talking, I'd just walk around them with my camera. So it was the visual aspect of film, I think, that initially drew me in. And then later, I kind of developed a taste for extracting meaning out of stories, you know, which inspired me to want to create some stories of my own. But for a little while, you know, I only wanted to be involved with cinematography. And then outside of the realm of the creative aspect, it was just not seeing enough of, you know, us out there in film, and not enough people look like me and not enough stories that I could relate to. So I was interested in you know, producing films that could fill that void.
So we see that you've actually been involved with a lot of the industry greats, like, you know, Spike Lee and Hype Williams and Joel Schumacher, those kind of people. can you kind of talk to us and tell us whether or not there are any advantages of being a small independent film company as opposed to a larger, big production house?
Definitely. I think, you know, this is just my opinion, but the artistic control and the financial reward are probably the two major differences. In the first part, in indie projects, the cultivation of the vision or the artist, you know, may be more important than profit. You know, you get a chance to do your thing when you're kind of in control of what you're producing, where a major studio, perhaps under the pressure of, you know, shareholders or investors or their overhead or whatever financial demands they may be under, it may force them to lead more with a business mind and produce what they believe will generate revenue dollars or the revenue dollars that they seek. And sometimes the artist suffers. But the happy medium, I think, is a balance of art and profit because, you know, artists want to eat too. You know, we do get hungry. And I'm tired of eating cornflakes for dinner.
Well, what's the difference between these are so funny. What's the difference between short films and feature films?
I think basically the running time. A short is usually less than 50 minutes or less than an hour, where features are at least an hour or more. So it's the running time, I believe, is the only difference between the two.
So do you see that there's a trend in the industry with more film producers kind of going towards leaning towards the short film?
I definitely see an increase in the production of shorts, and if the Oscars recently were any indication, you know, there were three, I mean, short films that got some awards, and if you looked at those, the quality of the production, you know, somebody spent some money on that. So I say yes, too, because, you know, long-running films, you know, the features, ain't nobody got time for that. No, I'm just playing, but seriously, I tried to pitch this business idea of producing shorts about 6 years ago, when everyone was saying, you know, shorts don't make money and, you know, you're wasting your time making shorts. And I saw a way that they could make money. And technology and a desire for, you know, new economic ventures have kind of opened the gateway for short film production. I was watching a talk show, I think it was Charlie Rose, and the CEO, or the former CEO now, of Verizon, Ivan Seidenberg, was talking about Verizon moving more into the film and television content. And although, you know, he may have been referencing doing more business like Netflix, which is a media content provider, out of what he was saying, I saw a more increasing demand for entertainment. And as a consumer, you know, if you were watching from your phone, if Verizon is providing you with entertainment, I thought that, you know, perhaps something short may be preferable to watching something long. And also the increasing number of viewers on YouTube and the number of content creators all producing short running time content, to me, foreshadows where the demand is and will be, you know, going forward. People are looking to watch stuff and not necessarily for 2 or 3 hours.
Got it. Well, what is your short film Snug about?
Snug is kind of a mash of Pulp Fiction, if you've seen that movie, and Crash.
Yes, love it.
It's a dark comedy. It has a little drama, so it's a dramedy about irony. Did I lose you? I was trying to say that, but I'll explain that. The clue is in the title, and I'll explain that in a minute, but it follows four pairs of individuals whose lives are all connected by a gun, a decision and a gun. And the irony is in the characters, and that irony spawned from three perspectives I was kind of rolling around in my head, you know, in terms of what's ironic. And the irony of a father, for instance, who buys a gun to protect his family, and then his kid ends up shooting himself with it. Or the irony of the perception of law enforcement, you know, whose job is to protect the community, but in a lot of places they're the biggest criminals on the street. And lastly, the irony and the perception of homeless people. A lot of people think they're dumb or stupid or all drug addicts or alcoholics, and in reality, a lot of them are some of the sharpest, most intellectual members of the society who choose to live on the street, and I've met a few of them. So all this might make this film sound a lot heavier than it is. It's not that heavy. It's a comedy. It's funny. It's funny.
I was about to say, it sounds like the murder. Like a funny show on Elm Street.
Like, what makes this film funny? But these elements that I'm talking about in terms of irony and characters, I've whipped it into a 30-page script of comedy with a little drama. So it's a dramedy about irony.
Love it.
And I said something about the title earlier, which the title is snug, which is the word guns backwards. So snug is a word that makes you feel warm and comfortable, and reversed is the word guns, which is a word or a thing that is a bit uncomfortable, especially in today's climate with all the mass shootings and things like that. So therein lies the irony of this film and the title.
Got it. Now, you know what? We had a couple important questions we needed to ask you. Number one, was whether or not you're actually going to ABFF, down to the Black Film Festival in Miami in June. Have you entered into anything like that?
Yeah, you know, we wanted to. I wanted to very badly, and HBO sponsors the short film there, and they showed some interest in us being involved in the festival, but their short film limit is 20 minutes, and our film is about 28 minutes. So we do not fit the running time criteria to enter into that one. But we will be entering into quite a few others, so you'll still, you know, hear us and see us around. We'll probably be in about four or five in the next four to 6 months.
Well, good. That'll be great. We look forward to seeing you there. And then the other thing I want to talk to you about real quick is the fact that we do this show and we're actually trying to reach out to independent artists and primarily people in the music business. And we're actually, one of our goals is to pretty much kind of marry filmmakers with people who are actually producing and creating music. So you actually have a pool from which you can actually pull some music if you need it for your film, or someone can attach themselves to your film if they need a film to ride on, piggyback on. Are you interested in that kind of marriage or partnership?
Definitely. You know, network swapping, which is what, you know, we're trading talent. Music is always in need of the visual creators, especially today. I mean, I see so many music videos where there was absolutely no creativity that went into the production of it. So it'd be great if, you know, you had a pool of people you could connect with that, you know, could bring that out of your music for you. And film is always looking for music, for scores, for soundtrack production. Any aspect of our film, you know, requires some degree of music. So to have a pool of people that we can kind of just, you know, pull pull up and you know, run through a list of people or listen to things that they've created and immediately get in touch with them would be awesome. I'd be all for that. You know, we need more networks like that set up where the access to good talent, skilled talent, creative people is easier to do. It's difficult sometimes to find, you know, exactly what you're looking for because you're not sure, you know, where those people are at, and you got
to
put out.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do here in Jacksonville and D.C. and some other locations. We're doing something what we call a meetup tweet up, and what that is, we're getting our indie talent like yourself, some music artists, authors and other genres of the indie talent to come together at our meetup tweet ups So we'll be doing that this week, getting those tweets out, and people will basically what we do, we tweet to meet us in location. And this Wednesday it's going to be at the Wyndham Hotel lobby in Jacksonville, Florida, Riverwalk, from 5:30 to 7:30. And you just come, and so people can meet you. You know, people can meet you. You can have your fan base and find out more about your projects, but also you get a chance to network with other indie talents in different genres to build a great network.
Love it. Would love it. I'd be there in a heartbeat. That's something I would vehemently support, is a
wonderful,
ever-expanding network of artists. Yeah. Sure.
Wonderful. Well, folks, you know, you can see him this Wednesday at our meetup tweet up at the Wyndham Hotel again. Look at, find out more information about that on our The Industry Show Facebook page, and also follow us on Twitter. And you can also win his T-shirt, win a Snug T-shirt, as well as other items from our past guests and future guests and from the industry with our weekly winner competition that's coming up. It's launching this week. All you have to do is follow us on Twitter, like us on our Facebook page, and also subscribe to our YouTube page. You get 5 points apiece from those, and invite 5 friends to do the same. You email us your accumulative points to welcometotheindustrywithoutthei@gmail.com, and you're entered into a random drawing to be our winner of the week. So we just want to talk about that competition, because Snug shirt will be one of the prizes that you can win in a couple of weeks. So we just want to put that out there. Thank you, Ethel Israel, for hanging out with us today on The Industry. Yes,
sir. Let's find out more about your projects. Tell us your website, or tell us what's going on.
Definitely. You can find more about me or the film and the company at www.ironrockfilms.com. That's IronRockFilms.com. And I'm like Rockman, my boy Rock. I'm not a Twitter yet. I'm not an avid member of the Twit community. I'm an anti-Twitter at the moment. But I plan to change that and tweet a bit more. So we are up on the website. We're on Facebook. You can like us, friend us at Iron Rock Films at Facebook. And we are currently active on Twitter, so you can follow or join, but you probably won't see anything from us until late summer when we release the film.
All right, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. Love being on the show. Thank you, Akia. Thank you, Nicole. Love you guys for doing what you're doing. Keep it going.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening, guests. Thank you all for listening. We're every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. here on Survivor Radio Network. Remember to call in to 347-989-8385 or go to www.welcometotheindustrywithoutthei.info to ask any questions. We love you. Mr. Cole Lester.
Getting out of here.
We're getting out of here. Thank you so much. And keep us as your number one show next week. Thank you. Peace. Have a great week.
Next week on The Industry, we bring you indie Broadway actor, dancer, and producer, Daryl Reuben Hall. Lifestyle expert, speaker, and author, Judy Mason. And independent clothing designer, Miss Ivy Fair. You are now in The Industry. Have a great week, everybody. Be blessed.
We're glad you listened to The Industry. It's not a world of opportunity.